Riverway Stories, essays about our waterways and our connection to them.
I'm Kathy Wine. When the days are short and the nights are long, and the Centennial Bridge lights are on for longer periods, I like to remember back to the day they were officially lit, September 4th, 1988. Believing that the cities of Toledo and Memphis had brought their riverfronts to life with the lighting of their respective bridges, River Action launched a Lights River Action campaign to light the Centennial Bridge. At the time, there was a 50-cent toll on the bridge, so we thought it was a good idea to locate two mailboxes at each toll booth and attach a sign, "Give us your change to light the bridge." About $50 was collected each time we emptied the boxes, which brought one of our committee members to state, "We'll empty the boxes more often." While an amusing suggestion, it wasn't going to get us to our $300,000 goal. Our committee then traveled to Memphis to study the city's campaign and to view the lighting design. Back in the Quad Cities, we contracted with the same lighting designer and set about asking for leadership gifts from businesses, foundations, and individuals in order to make up the 80% of the goal we needed before going to the general public to fill in the gap. We also asked for bids from electric companies for installing the lights. We were particularly pleased with the Artelite firm in Moline, which submitted an innovative proposal to have electricians walk each of the five arches with safety cables and install them in that way. Not using large cranes saved $100,000 in costs. That took a little over 9 months. Our lighting was previewed 2 days before the official lighting. It could not be at night, and those of us who witnessed it were dismayed. The lights did not seem, in the daylight, bright enough, and they took almost a minute to get to full strength. But we were reassured that they were bright enough at night. They were, and the switch could be gradual after all. In anticipation of the celebration on September 4th, 1988, we sold 10,000 pen lights, and from the bridge, Modern Woodman, LeClaire Park, and the Celebration Bell, lights were turned on in a wave with instructions from local radio stations, which were synchronized for just such a feat. Iowa Governor Terry Branstad threw the switch, and all 128 lamps glowed. Today, all maintenance is still done by Artelite, and funds for maintenance provided by our Lights River Action Foundation.
Riverway Stories is a collaboration between River Action and WVIK.